looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master's of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
I've never, ever had an interest in politics. Two things that I hate is math and it's politics. I never knew what really a Democrat or a Republican was because I've never, ever cared about politics. But I've really taken a liking to politics and I'm actually really interested in it as of lately. And I was wondering, is that a rightful desire?
Absolutely. And I recommend this. Okay. Get a laptop, get something, and start taking notes and do it in an outline form. Biden says this, Trump says that. Look at the Democratic history. You'll find out the Democratic history is one that supported slavery, anti-segregation. Democrats' history is really bad.
Number 5.
Our church, they don't allow a woman to hold that position, but they will allow them to come in and preach.
They're violating scripture.
The pastor was saying that I'm focusing on something that's not really relevant enough to make a lot of noise about it.
So I guess you shouldn't really focus on what Paul the Apostle said in Timothy and how he was giving instructions for how the church is to behave. So obviously you shouldn't be focusing on that because you got more important things to do than do what Paul said needs to be done in the Christian church. So your pastor needs to repent, and he needs to come to truth in this issue of Christian theology. The Bible clearly says a woman is not to teach or exercise authority over a man, but remain silent, for Adam was first created. Right. The pulpit on a Sunday morning is the place of authority and teaching.
Number 4.
I was wondering if you had any words of encouragement or advice for somebody who is dying.
Well, all I can say is if I was in that position, my hope and my trust would be in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that he would be with me during that time, and that by his grace could he use me to witness to others even in that. That's what I would be praying. That's what I have prayed over the years when my death comes. If it's not unexpected, you know, if I'm going to linger a while, that God would allow me to be used to praise his name in the process. That's what I would do.
Number 3.
You know, I want to get closer to God, but I still find myself living in sin and going through problems. And because I want to go to church, but I just feel like church doesn't talk to me.
You know, what I would recommend is you get on your knees and you talk to God first. And you just confess what you are, you know, a sinner. And confess the details and your struggles and your failures. And you ask him for the strength to do what is right. And spend that time in prayer with the Lord. When you rise up, you'll notice that there's a glow in your heart from his presence. And he will call you to repentance to make things right. You can't live with your girlfriend in sin. You either separate and you still date her and you work towards marriage. Or you get married like tonight. You take care of it. You do what's right. And God will honor you if you do what is right. He's not going to honor you if you say one thing and do another.
Number two.
I am in a small Christian businesswoman study group, just a gathering of Christian women on Zoom, and it's taking a direction where the leader wants to take us into the courts of heaven. The way I understand it is that there's still judicial court operating in heaven, and that Satan still has access to those heavenly courts, and that our sin gives him a right to us, and that as we enter the court, Jesus is there to be our advocate, but we are still there to admit to the sin that Satan brings against us so that God can bless us. I cannot find anything in the Bible that supports us having to go into the courts of heaven like this. And I just want to make sure that my understanding of Bible is correct.
You are correct. What you have to do is you have to ask her, show me that in Scripture. And if she can't show it to you in Scripture, then you have to ask publicly, because she's teaching it publicly, say, well, why would you teach this if it's not in the Bible?
We had a meeting this morning, and I just excused myself. I just said, this is not biblical. I cannot do this. And she asked me to pray about it, and I told her, I said, this is not where the Bible is leading us.
She's wrong. You are right. Okay, this Courts of Heaven stuff.
It's
a load of crap. Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. This really happened to me March of 2018. I get a phone call. This is the police department. Come downstairs. I go downstairs. I don't know what's going on. And I open the front door, and there are cops everywhere with their guns pointed at me. And what had happened is someone had called up and said that, quote, my name's Matt Slick, I just shot and killed my wife, close quote. That's what the cops told me. They had paramedics, they had sheriffs, they had police. So it was called getting swatted. They said, come outside. I came outside. I did exactly what they said.
Exactly.
And so they said, you know, drop your phone. So I put my phone down and they said, put your hands up. And I did. They handcuffed me. They brought me back and they asked me, where's your wife? And I said, she's under the window right over there, which wasn't a good choice of words considering that someone had said I shot and killed her. And they said, well, have her come out. Well, she can't. She just had open heart surgery. So, you know, they went in, they cleaned the house and they, the whole bit. And they came out and said, do you know anybody who want to do this to you? And I laughed. I said, oh, man, it's a whole bunch of people. But you know what? I told the cops, I said, look, you guys did a great job. I wasn't worried. Because I knew that this is a mistake of some sort. I'll just do exactly what you said. Everything's going to be fine. And everything was fine. No big deal.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.